I always feel the pressure to find the perfect gift for my relatives. In this case, whether you're sending an unforgettable gift or treating yourself to everyday perfection, Omaha Steaks delivers the world's best steak experience. For me, I'm not just into steaks. I like all types of meat. That's why I'll usually get the Winter's Bestseller Pack. It comes with juicy fillets, chicken breast, pork chops, and even burgers. Omaha Steaks offers unrivaled quality and variety, and every bite is backed by their 100% guarantee. A family-owned company with over 100 years of experience in the meat industry. Save big on unforgettable gifts with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide and earn an extra 20% off select favorites during their cyber sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code YUM at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code YUM at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. Go to omahasteaks.com to get 50% off site-wide plus an extra 20% off select favorites and more limited-time deals during their cyber sale. And use promo code YUM at checkout for an extra $35 off. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details. A big thanks to our advertiser, Omaha Steaks.
I have a sister who's a cosmetologist. If I want any kind of like hair recommendations or any kind of beauty recommendations, I'm not reading about it. I'm not hiring someone. I'm going to ask her to just tell me what to buy and I will buy it. And so I get it when people come to me on nutrition and they're like, I just want a meal plan. Just tell me what to eat and I'm going to eat it. I'm not going to do that for you. Like, I'm going to have to teach you. But like, I get that. I get why people need that and want that. It's fucking confusing.
What's up, everyone? If you're looking to be inspired, motivated, educated, and entertained, you have come to the right place. Welcome to the Bomb Mom Podcast, the podcast where we explore your fitness, life mindsets, and actions that help you become unstoppable. You're worth it, and it's time to finally make changes in your life that will last you the rest of your life. Everyone, welcome to the Bomb Mom Podcast. I am Melissa Vogel, your host, and today we are diving all into nutrition. We have the most incredible registered dietitian on with us today. And before we get started, and speaking of nutrition, I have to introduce today's sponsor, Athletic Greens. I have been taking AG1 now for several months, and it has literally changed my life. I drink it every single day without failure, even when I travel. All it is one delicious scoop of Athletic Greens into water every day, drinking it in a little cup of water, and you get 75 high quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source, superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to help you start your day out right. This special blend of ingredients supports your gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, your energy, your recovery, focus, and aging. All of the things. And that's why I say it's literally changed my life. I can't believe the difference in my recovery, my sleep, my hair, my nails, like everything. And it contains less than 1 gram of sugar, no GMOs, and no nasty chemicals or artificial anything while it still tastes good. That's the number one question I get is, oh, what does it taste like? It tastes amazing. And it's cheaper than getting all the different supplements yourself. And Athletic Greens has over 7,000 five-star reviews. It's also recommended by professional athletes. Tons of people are taking some kind of multivitamin, and it's important to choose one with high quality ingredients that your body will actually absorb. That's why I like AG1, because you take it first thing in the morning on an empty stomach. It coats your stomach and sets you up for optimal absorption. So your body's actually absorbing the high quality foods that you're eating. So if you're trying to have a good diet and eat the right foods, let's make sure our body is actually absorbing it. Now is the right time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition, especially with heading into cold and flu season. It's just one scoop and a cup of water every day. That's it. No need for a million different pills and supplements to look out for your health. And to make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you 1 free year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packets with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/bombmom. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/bombmom to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. Now, today is all about nutrition. We have Jessica Isaacs on. Jessica Isaacs is an LA-based registered dietitian and a board-certified sports dietitian. She has an eclectic career working as the lead sports dietitian for the LA Clippers, content creator, speaker, and operates a private practice working with competitive athletes. Jessica uses her social media to share performance nutrition education in an entertaining and engaging way to debunk nutrition misinformation and to disrupt diet culture. She believes athletes shouldn't need a PhD to understand nutrition and focus on creating practical, simple nutrition messaging. And that's how I found her, was through social media. And she is incredible. You guys, our conversation is so raw and so real. We're laying it out about fat loss, weight loss, calories, eating to perform. A lot of good conversation too about parents and how you guys can help your little athletes and even bigger athletes, you know, because I talk about my daughter and what she's doing right now with volleyball and how much that requires her to eat and be smart, even though it's so cool right now to like not eat, you know, it's like not cool to consume food. Yeah, I don't get it. So we talk about all of those things. She's just incredible. I cannot wait for you guys to hear this episode. We talk a lot about collecting data with your calories. That's the term that I use. I mentioned that in this episode. And that's one thing that I just want to make really clear too, especially with like my program. I am not crazy about like calories and macros. I mean, yes, it's a tool and something that we have to use when we're trying to learn more about our body and how it grows. But I look at it as like collecting data. Right? When you can learn how your body works, what it takes for you to consume or not consume in order to change your fat loss, your muscle, like everything, that's really, really important. It's important to not go on a diet plan in this meal program. It's important to learn and grow. And I'm so glad that Jessica addresses this in this episode as well. We need to hear this message over and over again. So check out the show notes. You're going to find all of Jessica's information. And then you're going to also find information too about becoming a bomb mom. And if you just want to get on my email blast and just get like a free course, I have like a 30-day guide to just moving your body, some exercises you can do at home to like make some changes, get active, be moving. Go to melissavogelfitness.com/course. It's a really simple email list, you guys. You're not signing up for like anything crazy, but go there, check it out. And then you can also book a call with me. Let's see if you are a fit for my program, Busy to Bomb Fit Mom, because I am going to coach you and train you how to do it right. So listen to the show, take good notes. I was writing notes as I was interviewing her because she just gives such great information. So show notes, check, listen, check. Listen to this twice, check, and then pass it on to your athletes too. Give it to your kids, pass it on to your sister, help them grow and feed and fuel their body the right way. All right, enjoy the show. We have Jessica Isaacs on with us. Welcome to the show, Jessica.
Thanks so much. Glad to be here.
Yeah, I'm so stoked to have you on and talk all things about nutrition and food and just like shutting down the idiots that think they don't need to eat and they're eating the wrong things.
Hell yeah, let's do it.
So you are the lead sports dietitian for the LA Clippers. That's fucking cool.
Yeah, it's not a bad gig. It's not a bad gig at all. Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
I love that you're a woman. I love that you're a female and this is your job. That is so rad to me.
Thank you. Yeah. It's definitely a male-dominated area.
Yeah, for sure. And then in walks you, like this cute little thing, and you're like, stop doing that. Start eating that. That's what I picture in my head, at least, you walking in and just like pointing your finger.
Less aggressive. I probably need to be more aggressive, but I'm the long game. I've got the long game when it comes to my players.
Yes.
Relationship oriented. So a little less bossy, but there's other people that get to be bad cops so I can be good cop.
Yes, that's awesome. How did you get into this? How did nutrition and being a dietitian become what you do in like your life right now?
I struggled with it my entire life. Like as a teenager, fell into eating disorders, diet culture, looking around, seeing what my friends were doing. They were all weight obsessed, weight conscious and everything. I grew up in a family that was also very like aesthetics or very presentation based oriented. And so just quickly kind of fell into that, got really good at eating disorders, really good at them in a bad way. Right. And then had a daughter young. She was like 5. She started showing signs of just, she was a skinny little thing and picking at parts of her body and like tugging at as though it was fat. I was like, oh my God, it's my 5-year-old. What am I doing? Like, clearly it's something that she's seeing from me. Like, as much as I think that I'm doing this in secrecy, it's clearly spilling over into her. I have to fix myself because I can't continue this cycle. And so I went on this like self-care, DIY recovery journey, fell into the gym, got really obsessed with the gym, like not in a good way as well. And just was like one disordered kind of space to another as far as like building and like over obsession on food and over obsession on exercise, like taking it to the extremes. I have a very addictive personality.
Me too. I'm right there with you.
Right. And so throughout that, though, like I started becoming more interested in nutrition and passionate about it. I didn't know what I was doing, but I signed up for school and I was like, I want to go to school for this, figure this out. And then as I was kind of coupling it with performance, was like, this would be really cool to like not only take some of this nutrition misinformation, diet culture BS that I fell into to athletes, but take it to the highest level of athletes. And also, you know, I just felt like there was a growing field at the time, or it was starting to kind of grow, but there was just a lot of gaps. There's a lot of nutrition information out there for weight loss and general population, but there's not a lot of good quality nutrition information out there specifically for athletes' performance. And so kind of all of that culminated together into just setting my sights on working with athletes, going back to school to become a registered dietitian. Got a degree from Purdue University, a bachelor's degree of science there, and became a board certified specialist in sports dietetics. I got lucky, got a job at Mamba Sports Academy, which was Kobe Bryant's training facility. So I worked there with all sorts of athletes. Then I was at UCLA with men's and women's basketball. And then Clippers job came open and I was the right person for it. And it was ready to finally bring everything to fruition that I had started on 10 years ago.
Yeah. That's so cool. And we need, just getting on like the woman soapbox for a second, we need more women like you in positions like this. Oh my God, I freaking love it. And you're a mom too. Like, you understand the struggle. You've been there. I so appreciate you bringing up too that you saw signs in your daughter and that you admitted that, like, oh my God, this has got to be coming from me.
Yeah.
I warn women of this all the time. I'm like, you think that they don't know that you're missing meals or skipping things or like things that you say to yourself, or they just say it out loud and they're like, oh, I got to go on a diet. Oh my God, I got to go on a diet. I'm so fat.
They're studying you. They're modeling after you. You're setting all of the examples and they have all these other like inputs and everything else. But like my daughter, I don't know if this is for other kids too. My daughter is so aware of anything different in my life. Like if I change my perfume, if I'm acting a little bit off or interacting with someone differently, like she can tell if I'm upset with someone. Like she's so clued into everything that like, it's silly of me to think that she wouldn't have picked up on those things, you know, like it wasn't secret. It was the small child that's following me around that idolizes me, looks up to me, is modeling everything I do. Of course, she's going to experience some of it as well.
Right. Yeah. And they're going to gain the majority of their knowledge for life based on their self-confidence, their nutrition, like what's important to them, what do they value, what do they hold sacred, off of us, mom, you know, and dad. You know, like you said, like we're like their superheroes. We're their role model. We're their everything. But you can screw that up really quick too. With that comes a lot of responsibility. So just talking about moms and stuff, I run the program Busy to Bomb Fit Mom. I was telling her before the show, you guys, that like I work with a woman who used to be in shape, a lot of athletes or used to do the thing, college, whatever, and then had kids, lost it, lost them, lost everything. Maybe they got really good at their career and then had kids, but then they went on the back burner and stuff. I can't tell you how many people, Jessica, come into the program or even while they're in my program, still struggle with, I got to stick around 1200 calories a day, but I'm going to lift weights and like, you know, kick ass and stuff. And I'm going to live off of this amount. Can you please be another leading and guiding voice and tell them like, this is stupid. This is really stupid.
Okay, this is stupid. This is really stupid. 1,200 calories is the amount that you need for a toddler. That's the amount of food to nourish a toddler, right? Not a full-grown human. And everybody's body's different, right? Body sizes are different. Your caloric expenditure, so how much you're burning is different. So how much you're going to need to consume and your goals and health history and all that. Like, everything is factored in. So, like, the idea of just taking this number of this 1,200 calories or whatever it is that you've heard somewhere in a magazine or online or whatever, and latching onto that, it's so silly. That's not your number. That's some number that someone put together that probably doesn't know a lot about nutrition or probably has a long history of messing up people's relationships with food, metabolisms, et cetera, because there's a lot of people winging this, right? Like, I really truly believe, like, I have education, qualifications, experience in nutrition, but I truly believe the average human should know nutrition, right? Mm-hmm. And people working around humans that are active should also know nutrition. They shouldn't all be counseling on it, but they should know some things. And 1,200 calories just ain't it. Like, there's a lot of calculators online. Those, you know, there's some that are better than others as far as like determining doing, what you're doing, and really factoring a lot of things in. But it's like, you're not an equation. You're not, like, even like law of thermodynamics, like calories in, calories out, like that's a flawed system. That's a very flawed system. We don't, like, your watches, they're not accurately tracking how much you're burning. They're not. Your calories on the back of a label of a box or what you're putting in a MyFitnessPal, probably inaccurate too. Mm-hmm. So it's all just like a guessing game. And so if we're at 1200 calories for an average person that's exercising, right? Not a small person that maybe, for an average person that's exercising, it's not enough to optimize performance. And if you're, that's not always a goal, right? Sometimes the goal is weight loss. But if you're not giving enough fuel to like actually get bang for your buck out of your workouts, then you're gonna have shit workouts. You're not gonna burn as much as you wanted to burn. You're probably gonna have immense cravings and all sorts of things that are gonna happen. So you're gonna be picking up things on the back end or looking for convenience items. You're gonna be making maybe not choices that align with your goal because you're screwing yourself up by shooting yourself in the foot from the beginning. That's not enough. It's not enough for recovery, immune health, hormones, lose your menstrual cycle. And maybe we're at different, you know, stages of menopause and everything there, but like there's so much potential for damage with going too low in calories. And it's not probably going to be as effective at helping you towards your goals as people think.
Right. It's not. And I think too, I always try to explain this to like, even my kids, I'm like, your body's not stupid. And in order for it to operate, you know, it's kind of like it'll steal from Peter to pay Paul or whatever that like saying is, you know, like it's not stupid. It knows it needs to keep going. And when you're not giving it that right fuel, it's just going to take from something that it needs, right? Like muscle.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Like, so, you know, younger female athletes are not even younger, but like endurance athletes are just women that are probably in their 20s, 30s, early 40s that are like hard, lose their menstrual cycle all the time. Flat. That's a big red flag. If your menstrual cycle has gone away, like that's not like, I know for me, I'm like, yay. Like, right. No, that's a big red flag. That means like you're not getting in enough and your body is having to choose where to take things from. It's going to affect reproductive health, hormones, and muscle, like you mentioned. Like it's going to have to take from places. People that are not getting in their needs will often be sick more often, have nagging pains more often, yeah. Soreness go away, all of that, right? You lose strength, you lose power, endurance. Like it's not helpful. You know, we got to find that happy place in the middle that helps us like work towards our goal in like an incremental fashion. Like generally, like that's like maybe half a pound a week, 2 pounds at the most. Like it's not crazy, right? It's not big numbers. So if you have this goal of like, hey, I need to lose 10 pounds in a week, honey, you're going to be losing carbohydrate stores and water. You're not losing any kind of good stuff. You're not losing 10 pounds of fat in a week. I'm sorry. It's not happening.
I just had, and I don't know if they're by you, but around us, I talk about these all the time, these like camps and you sign up and you lose like 30 pounds in 6 weeks or something like that. It's a lot. And then if you hit it, you get your money back. I literally just checked my booking sheet and I have people fill out questions and she put, I just joined this. I'm halfway through. If I do really good, I get my money back and it pays for my membership. And we're talking like, you know, $500, like a good investment to drop this 30, 40 pounds that quick. And it just does so much for us mentally, physically, what we're programming our body and our mind to think of, like, oh my God, it hurts my head.
Yeah. Because then you see that. So then why, like, so I struggle with this in my practice of like, okay, you go and you see this program that's offering 30 pounds of weight loss in 6 weeks, 5 pounds a week. And then you come to me and I say, you have a 10 pound weight loss goal. That's going to take us 5 months. We probably have to back up, fix some things first, because you're probably already eating too little and I'm going to have to add stuff, which means we might actually have to gain weight in order to lose weight because we have to fix all the damage we've been doing. And if you've been dieting over and over and over again, and you're wondering why things aren't working in the way that they used to work, where you used to be able to skip a couple meals and the weight would fall off, it's not working anymore. Honey, you fucked up your metabolism. Not going to make it any better by continuing to diet like that.
I'm so glad you said that and someone else heard all of that. Yeah. You know, because it's like you hear things, people hear things from me and my kids hear things from me and stuff. But like when we hear it from someone else, then it like clicks, yeah. You know, and I'm so glad that you said all that. And, you know, your metabolism, it's supposed to be your friend. It's supposed to adapt and adjust and work with your body. And people like they blame it all the time. Oh, I got bad metabolism or this and that. And I'm like, they've like made metabolism a swear word or like a bad thing.
It's because you're not supporting it. You're not taking care of it. Why you abuse this thing? You expect it to be nice to you. Like,
right.
Be nice to your body.
I know. And people aren't. And I love that you said the 10 pounds in 5 months. Like, I wish we could like put this that on like a loop and just like re-say it over. It's like a boomerang, you know, like back and forth. But
going to keep that weight off, and you're going to know how you did it. You're going to know how to sustain it. It's going to have been gradual, really, like, not effortless, but it's not going to feel like a struggle. So you're going to be able to keep doing it. And you're also going to learn through the process, like how to make adjustments and do stuff in the future. You're not going to have to keep going back to a fad diet. You're going to know how to do stuff like, and just eat like a human, eat like the human you want to be. Like, that's,
I love that. Eat like a human. I'm going to totally make that the title of this podcast or something. Like, just eat like a human. With Jessica Isaacs.
Yeah. I love it.
But it's true. And like you, people are so, I'm just going to say it. People are so lazy. They're lazy. They want the quick, short fix with their nutrition and they're working out in their bodies, but you can't. I call it data. I'm always like, we're not going to track calories and macros. We're just collecting data on your body. How does it work? Because then when you have this data and this knowledge and you know how to grow from that. If you're just eating chicken and asparagus every single day, every single meal, you didn't learn dick. Can I say dick on this?
Yeah, it's your podcast.
But there are so many, like, I don't even want to say the names, but have you heard of the ones where it's like about 800 calories a week? You're not allowed to work out. Well, duh, you know, because of that.
Is the one that comes with all kinds of little packaged goodies, but you're supposed to be fasting? Yes, I know this. I had to sell this at one point. I didn't. But I worked for somebody and they wanted me to sell this product. And I was like, I have athletes coming to me that want to improve their performance. And I'm going to tell them, don't eat, don't work out. Instead, let's starve a little bit. Your cells may regenerate and then we're going to be a badass. No,
no.
That is so not helpful. And like, realistically, there are so many things that you could probably do to optimize things in your body, right? We could like dial in our nutrition. We can dial in supplementations, hydration. We can get different, I don't know, infusions. We do so many different things.
So many.
The normal human's not going to do that. The average human's not going to do that. And you mentioned something about people being lazy. I agree to that to some extent. But what I also feel like with people is people just don't like this stuff. It's complex. It's complicated. It's confusing. Everybody's saying something different. It's not just I want a magic pill because I want this to be fast. It's also, there's so much fucking information. Just tell me what to do. Just tell me what to do because I don't have time. And I get it. Listen, I have a sister who's a cosmetologist. If I want any kind of like hair recommendations or any kind of beauty recommendations, I'm not reading about it. I'm not hiring someone. I'm going to ask her to just tell me what to buy and I will buy it. And so I get it when people come to me on nutrition and they're like, I just want a meal plan. Just tell me what to eat and I'm going to eat it. I'm not going to do that for you. Like, I'm going to have to teach you. But like, I get that. I get why people need that and want that.
Yeah.
It's fucking confusing. It's so much information. And even with like exercise too, in your realm, like there's so many different ways to like skin a cat and understanding, people don't understand that there's all these different modalities that can help you reach your goal. And then a lot of them that are bullshit, but like there's a lot of ways to do it. There's no one way. And I think we need people sometimes to help us like clarify that and tell us like specifically for us.
The one I talked to someone this morning, this woman, she was like, you know, there's so much stuff out there. I'm like, I know, that's why you have people like me. And I'm like, wait till you hear the podcast I'm going to have today coming out, you know, soon. And she had read watermelon. There was like some watermelon article and she's like, it fills you up with water and stuff and blah, blah, blah. And she's, so that's what she breaks her fast with, eats only watermelon until like a bigger dinner at night or something like that. And I'm just like, oh my God, I'm like, where's the protein? She's like, oh, I need protein. And she clueless, like really didn't even know. She's like, honestly, I don't even really know what protein carbs are and stuff. And I'm like,
that's so normal. Like, the number of pro level athletes that I get that don't know what a carb is shocking. Like, I came into this thinking because I was obsessed with nutrition and knew all the things and could tell you any nutrition facts label in the world, what was on there because of my obsession and disorderedness. I assume people could do that too. But for most people that don't have this disordered relationship or that do, they don't have that awareness. There's a lack of education. So sometimes it's not that people are choosing the wrong thing, is that they just truly don't understand.
Right. Hey, so I thought this would be a good time to give you guys a little bit more information on my online program, Busy to Bomb Fit Mom. If you are looking to be motivated, inspired, finally get off your butt and do the things that you want to do with your health and your fitness and your workout and your body and hit those goals,
We need to talk. Busy to Bomb Fit Mom is a full online program. It's a 90-day program that's going to get you into the best shape of your life. Now, is it an easy diet plan to follow or all these amazing workouts that I'm just going to hand you on a silver platter? No. This program is going to love and support you. It's going to motivate you, get you heading in the right direction. But you don't have to do it alone. You're going to have an entire support system with you. You're going to have me as your coach, coaching you on nutrition, your workouts. I become your virtual personal trainer. So if this is something that you're looking for and you just need that extra push and someone on your heels telling you that you're worth it and it's time, we need to talk. Visit www.busy2bombfitmom.com. Book a call with me. Let's see if this is a fit for you. All right, back to the show.
Let's talk the difference real quick between, because we're going to get both kind of listeners on here. The difference between nutrition and wanting to lose weight and like you got excess body fat on and we need to get it down versus I'm an athlete. I need to be fueled. I'm doing martial arts or I'm lifting weights or I'm going to do my first triathlon or like, you know, performance. How do those look? How do they look different? And I know this is like a really big question. There's like, you could probably talk for like 3 hours on just this question, but can you give a short version so people really understand like, this is what it's going to look like if you're like 30 pounds to get off your body. And this is what it's going to look like is like, I want to become a badass and I'm an athlete.
Argue that like what goes into that diet is all similar, right? Like it's
sure.
Just the amount of those things, right? So like I do a concept of those things, right? So like I do a concept called performance plates where it's essentially three plates. It's your like 8 to 9 inch diameter dinner plate. And we divide that up based on what our activity looks like for the day. And I use this with athletes and I use this with regular humans too for weight loss, or I use it for athletes that are looking for weight loss. And it's essentially like looking at our plate and breaking things down into three major categories. And then we've got kind of like a couple bonus categories, but carbohydrates are a source of energy. And whether you're trying to lose weight or perform, you still need carbohydrates. Your body needs them. Whether you're a diabetic, whatever, your body needs carbohydrates. We need them in certain amounts. There's certain ones that may be more beneficial for weight loss or for health. So like whole grains, we're going to get some extra protein. We're going to get some more vitamins and minerals. We're going to get some fiber. So whole grains are probably a better choice for my weight loss audience. But I would also argue they're a better choice more often for my athlete too, because we're always looking for places to get extra nutrients and health promoting nutrients in. Then we've got protein on our plate. Protein is all sorts of things, right? Chicken, fish, eggs, tofu, beans, lentils, depending on if we're completely plant-based, vegan, vegetarian, omnivore, whatever we are, protein on our plate. And so protein's great. We burn off like 25% of the calories from protein just by metabolizing and digesting. If you're going to go over on anything, like go over on protein. And if it's like covered in sauce or it's breaded or fried, something like that, like that's different. We've got some extra calories there. But if we're talking about like lean chicken breast and you are hungry and you're like, man, I just ate this plate of food and I had 3 or 4 ounces of chicken and I'm so famished. Eat some more chicken. Eat some more chicken. Like it is going to satisfy you. It's going to satiate you. It's going to be beneficial to you. And it's not going to affect you in the same way, right? And then color is the last category, which is fruits and vegetables. For my athletes that are picky eaters, you know, I'm more allowing like, okay, if we have to have fruit there most often over vegetables, fine, let's work on vegetables. If we're on the weight loss end, I would say like, we probably need the vegetables. We get a lot of good fiber from them. We get it from fruit too. Just the complicated thing with fruit is that we also get the simple sugars, which are fine. We just have to watch them when we're trying to lose weight as far as like, it's right. Got to be moderation. We want to pair them appropriately. Those are the three main things. So on the plate, if we're trying to lose weight, I like to see like half of the plate be your color. So your vegetables, your fiber rich or non-starchy vegetables. And we've got to watch like salad dressings and things like that, that it can creep up and add extra calories, right? Anything that we're adding is going to potentially add calories. Mm-hmm. I love like little cranberries and little nuts in there, but those add calories too. Again, they're fine. We just have to like factor all that in, right? And then other half of that plate, I usually divide that in half carbohydrates. So about like 1 cup handful per plate for 3 meals a day for weight loss or for just a low active day. And then about like half or about a palm to a hand size serving of protein, more so if it's plant-based, like a full hand size if it's a plant-based protein. But that's kind of like for weight loss. that would be the plate. But then to adjust that for performance, I'm just scaling up that carbohydrate category. I'm scaling down the color category, making that a little smaller, like the vegetables a little smaller. We still want those, but we need more emphasis on carbohydrates since we're burning more energy as an athlete. We need more energy as an athlete. Athletes also have like other vitamins and nutrients and things that they burn through a lot more as their body, like metabolizing energy, right? It's using up a lot more stuff. And so they have things that they need more of. Hydration's important for both humans, right? For weight loss or otherwise. Hydration is a huge factor in metabolism and performance and immunity and like all the stuff, right? So if we're not like focusing on hydration or not hydrating well enough as an athlete or a person trying to make body composition changes, we're not going to be optimizing that process. So it's different, right? Like when we're focusing, like an athlete may go through some body comp weight loss periods. Generally, I have them focus on an off-season time. So during a time when we want to perform at our best, we fuel for our best. So we're not trying to cut back on things. We're not trying to skimp. We're thinking about what can I give to my body that's going to equal or be more than how much I'm going to burn. And then in those times when we're less active, that's when we can kind of skimp back on things a little bit if we need to make adjustments. But that's because we want to optimize performance and we don't want to get injured, right? If we're in a calorie for a long time and we're hitting it hard, if you're like lady out there doing HIIT every single day of your life and eating 1200 calories, like girl, you're going to break yourself.
Yeah. You are true, but it is true. And I feel bad for the woman that's going out there and doing that. And then she's like, I don't know why I have a headache every day, you know, or I don't know why I don't have a sex drive, you know, and I don't know why that scale won't change. And like,
I didn't mention healthy fats. Healthy fats like aren't like a category on the plate, but those are so important for ladies. And they're ones because fats we get for 1 gram of fat, it's 9 calories versus for 1 gram of protein, it's only 4 calories. So fats are more calorie dense. And so people that are trying to lose weight tend to avoid them. However, women, we need so much healthy fats in our diets for our hormones. It's so important for our hormones, also for our brain health, also for inflammation, reducing inflammation, all sorts of things. So if you're like looking and picking and choosing where your calories are coming from, and you're like cutting out like nuts and seeds and olive oil and avocado and fatty fish because you're trying to save calories, you're going to mess yourself up. You really are. We see so much hormonal dysfunction right now. And a lot of really truly do believe is because of diet culture and because of a lack of getting adequate fats in.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and so much in like teens and stuff too, and their skin and it's showing. And then like, you know, all these women are just thinking that not having a libido is norm, or they're just, you know, it's like relationship. And I'm like, what are you eating? How much fat are you getting? Is everything you're eating all day long coming out of a package? Like, what did you eat today that wasn't in a package? Did anything grow in the dirt?
Yeah.
Anything? I love this. Oh my God. I wish we could be on for like 2 hours straight, just like keep going. Cause this is great. And I know people are sitting here like taking notes and reading. I take notes because it helps me like just listen better too. But this knowledge is just, it's not what we're fed on TV. It's not what we're fed from the coaches at even at gyms. Like I was sitting next to someone just the other week and this guy who I wasn't even impressed with his physique was telling this woman what she should eat. And I'm just sitting there going, oh my God, I would die if you fed that to me. I would die. I would be so hangry. I'd want to kill you. And then I'd be dizzy and I wouldn't be able to perform right for our next workout. But this is what people are getting fed.
Yeah. No, I get clients that come in that have meal plans from existing, generally dietitians, generally like people that not necessarily as fully qualified to be practicing that space. But I see them, I'm just like, oh my God. And you paid them how much for this? Wow. They are killing it. They are killing it. They are killing you and killing it for themselves at the same time. Cool. Let me fix you. And it's so much to undo. I have to unpack so much and do so much disordered, like layers, removing of like years of like mom trauma and Oprah. Who is it? Jillian Michaels? Is that? I'm undoing all this crap, even like move the needle slightly forward. Like so much of my sessions, like half of my sessions are really just like telling people what's true and not true and supporting it with facts and research and literature. And it sucks because they're basically paying me to undo what other people have done to them instead of me actually helping them with what I'm going to help them with.
Right? I love that you said mom trauma and Oprah. So fucking true. Well, right now, like, you know, our generation around this area, we watched our moms grow up in a completely different, I don't know, world with food and nutrition and exercise. And, you know, a lot of the women that I talked to, someone said to me the other day, they don't remember a time when their mom wasn't on a diet, like literally their whole life. And we grew up watching moms on Weight Watchers and Jenny Craig. And now we're stuck here going, I don't know what the fuck I'm supposed to do. And I just made a reel with my daughter the other day. And I just loved it because we're out doing yoga in the backyard before church on Sunday. And like, we're just doing that. She's like, can I join? I'm like, absolutely. And we're doing it just to breathe and feel good and start our day and stretch our body from sleeping all night. And the sound behind it was, we need to flip the script. Because we grew up in a generation of like, you know, we diet and we exercise to lose weight.
Right.
And exercise and nutrition is so much more than that. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm totally making this a real.
Yeah, no, health part, right? Like there's also health, you know, like not what your body looks like, but actually how it functions. I was so obsessed with like aesthetics. I did bodybuilding for a while. So obsessed with like abs and looking lean and all sorts of thing. And I spent so much time like just body checking myself, walking past the mirror, checking my body, walking past the mirror, checking my body, putting on clothes, seeing how I fit, like taking forever to change because I feel fat, even though I have a six pack. It's the dumbest thing. It's the dumbest.
So dumb.
Sat there in that for so long before I broke free from it. And I'll tell you what, like transitioning to just like, I want my body to just be functional. I want to be able to go like, my mom wants to go on a 10 mile hike next week. Let's go. You know, she wants to sign up. My mom's a crazy person. Wants to run a 5K. Let's go. Like I'm ready. My body can do that. If I need to go like do anything, I want my body to be able to keep up with me and focus on longevity. I'm also just starting to feel old. I'm 37. I'm not that old, but I'm starting to feel old. And so I'm like, I need to take care of my body so it can just do stuff. Like I love being able to do stuff. It's nice if it looks a certain way, but it's more important that it's functional and then I wake up and I have energy and I don't have a headache and then I can bring positive energy to other people throughout my day because I'm not feeling crappy. I'm not focused on food all the time because I'm nourishing my body so I don't have to stress about it because I know I'm going to eat something, you know, like all of that is so freeing. And so like, that's kind of my big thing as far as like you mentioned about, you know, putting out reels and doing things on social media. Like that's really why I do. Like I make a little bit of money on some things, but it's mostly because like I hear from people saying that it mattered, you know, or like they something that mattered or they were in a rough point with their nutrition or their body or whatever and they transition and like, man, I want that for everybody because it feels damn good on the other side of things.
Well, and your reels, they're like hilarious. Like I could sit there and just like swipe them all day long. Not only do they crack me up, but like they make you feel validated. You know, the information you're providing right now, it like validates that like, oh my God, I don't have to be on a diet. Like I can enjoy the food. I can be functional. And I think more women and young women too, just need to hear that like, it's not about just how it looks. Like you said, go hike, go backpack because you can perform. Not about whether or not you have a pooch hanging out or whatever. Like
who cares?
Yeah, it's all about like living a healthy life and having a body that can like do what you want it to do.
Yeah.
You know, and I started jujitsu recently. Like I've been doing it for a year now. I still totally suck. I just get my ass kicked like every single week by men. It's fine. When I first started, I had a lot of people that asked me and they're like, are you in shape enough to do that? Like, can you do that? And, you know, have you been training? And I'm like, well, I'm really strong and I've been training and I'm like, I'm going to have confidence in what I've been doing to be able to just pick it up and do it. And I did. I don't know technique and form. And so that's why I lose. But I loved that I could just go from one thing. I'm going to start this. You know, I love that you can just go on a 10 mile hike.
Because you are confident in your body. Like that's probably the part is like the confidence. You can do it. You can do it. Or you know how to like navigate it if you can't.
Because I have so many women that talk to me and they're like, I just want to play with my kids. Like, I just want to be able to get up and go run around with them outside and they can't. And I'm like, oh, we need to change this. We need to flip the script.
Yeah. And that should be your goal, not like lose 10 pounds. It's be able to play with kids, right? And then maybe the weight comes off in the process of doing that, but focusing on something that's not scale-based, number-based, focusing on something that like really means something to you. Focus on that instead. Make that your goal.
Bingo. Bingo. The weight loss is like just the extra bonus that happens.
Extra bonus. And when you're not stressed about it, not thinking about it, it actually seems like it works better too.
Right? No shit. We have to bring up these young athletes right now because I know a lot of parents will listen to this and then they send the link to the podcast to their kids and they're like, listen to this. Melissa said this today and she had this guest on. I know a lot of young athletes right now because I have a 16-year-old, which blows my mind. I don't even know how that happened. Well, I know how it happened, but I don't know how we got here. So now I'm around like that junior year culture of high school. And the football players and the athletes and stuff. And I'm seeing and hearing what they're eating. And it's bad. Jessica, it's so bad. It's very cool to not eat, like at lunch, to like you know, pick or like, my God, I don't want him to see me eating. It's cool. It's an image thing. And then even the boys are like, yeah, you know, I'll grab something, or they won't eat all day. And they're going to be so embarrassed when they hear this, but my daughter's boyfriend is like this huge guy. He's going to be he's skinny. He's tall. And he's like on track for like 7 foot, like probably, you know, NBA material. He's hardly eating. And now he's in my culture, in my world. And guess who has a huge appetite, you know? And I'm like, what did you eat before you came here? Nothing. And I'm like, we need to start fueling. We need to make eating a norm for you now. And it's crazy, but I guess their parents don't know. They're not there to help either. So
it's so complicated, right? Like there's so many different layers of things going on there, right? Like I have a 15-year-old, so I watch her, and she started recently. She's not an athlete, but she recently wanted to start going to the gym with me. And I had some ground rules about if we're going to be exercising now, you're in my territory, we're going to be eating a certain way, you're going to be eating before we work out. And she really got on board with it and was able to like trust me through the process, which was great, which is rare because generally, again, your kids don't listen to you. And I talk to high schoolers all the time, like I talked to a high school basketball girls team yesterday, like high schoolers, college age kids are my favorite because there's just so much you can do with them, right? They don't know shit, but they're a lot of times still coachable. A lot of it, it's like the knowledge gap for some. It's what are the parents modeling at home? What do habits look like there? What's their environment look like? For me, like when I remember when I was a teenager, like I was picking up these disordered eating ideas and from friends. I watched them stop eating or throwing up and I'm like, oh, I should do that. You know, like, yep. So part of it is environment. So, you know, whatever your relationship with your kids is, you know, check in with them. Hey, what'd you have for lunch today? You know, but they're not all, everybody's kid's going to be different, right? The important thing to know though, is that your bodies are growing and developing when you're a teenager. You're not done yet. Your body is still doing a whole lot. Your hormones are still doing a whole lot. Also, like we see so many mental health issues in general. Again, multifactorial, there's different reasons there. But in athletes, we see a lot of it too. And I truly believe part of it is the nutrition factor. We see increased anxiety, we see depression. If you are not fueling your body and fueling your brain adequately, it's not gonna work really well, right? You're going to lose focus, your energy's gonna suck, like not just like physical energy, but just like energy to just socialize, be present in class, you know, do all those sorts of things. If you're not eating the right sorts of things, like anxiety can go up. If you're drinking a bunch of coffee and energy drinks, I know you teenagers are. If you're drinking, that increases anxiety a lot too. So mental health issues can really be affected so much by diet. So if it's not for, hey, I want to perform better, get bigger muscles, whatever, then maybe let's look at something else that teenager or person is struggling with that maybe could be addressed and try to find, again, you know, going back to like playing with kids is important to me, find out what matters, right? Because different things matter to different people. And you can tell teenagers, like, if you don't take care of your body, your cholesterol, you know, like they don't give a shit about cholesterol. I know people in their 50s and 60s that don't give a shit about cholesterol and probably should, but like, you have to tap into, I think, what matters to them. And it's going to be different for everybody, but I would just encourage you to be talking to your kids about food. And if you have a really disordered relationship with food and you're also telling them, don't do this, don't do that, blah, 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 realize that you might also be impacting their choices. Because if you're telling your kid, like, I don't know, don't eat junk, right? And then like, maybe they're at school and like, all there is that day is something that maybe they think is junk or you categorize as junk. So they're like, all right, well, I'll just eat nothing instead. You know, it's messy. There's so many things in there to unpack, really.
It is. That doesn't make it, you know, hopeless, or that, you know, if you're screwed up, you're not going to screw up your kid. Well, you might, but no. But it goes back to like when we first started the episode, they know they're watching. Last volleyball season, we're at a tournament, you know, like all day. So we wake up with our kids, we drive them to the tournament, we're there all day, they have food packed. And I talked to this one girl after, and she's like, well, what did you pack for Havana? You know? And I'm like, well, what'd your mom pack for you? You know? And I tell her and I show her, you know, and she sees, and she's like, well, my mom keeps telling me to eat this and do that. And she's like, my mom got up with me at 6 a.m. we got here. And she's like, all I've seen her have is the Starbucks that she got on the way out. And I'm like, do you see, Karen? She's watching you. Her name's not Karen.
Yeah. Yeah. They really like, and that's the thing is like, maybe it's, you have to fix yourself first before you're really going to be able to help your kids. Cause I, that between parents, coaches, all sorts of people that are like, also perpetuating misinformation and disorderness. And again, if your kid is getting that information from you, and then maybe they're going online and there's also bullshit information online, like how do you expect them? What do you expect them to do with that? Plus kids are lazy, only are going to do stuff that they have to do or you make them do or that have consequences, right? So like, it's just not something that they're probably going to prioritize. What I like to do though, when it's like a team, is like try to identify the leaders on the team and affect them. Like make sure that I'm putting an intentional effort to develop a relationship with them and getting them on board with some of my messaging, because then it can down. You know, there's people can be influential in different ways in different positions. So if I notice that like, hey, coach has got some messed up ideas and maybe parents are maybe providing some messed up ideas, let's maybe find the captain or the leader on the team or something like that and try to tap into them.
That's such a great tip and like pointer right there. That's awesome. And you can do this stuff like with your kids too, you know, instead of just shoving things down their mouth and you're looking to improve it, do it together, you know, like make the breakfast together. So you're both eating. Instead, it's like, here, just eat before you go. Make sure you do it at the same time. You know, yeah. Like when my daughter's getting ready to leave, or if we're leaving for like sports for the, you know, whole day, we got a tournament or whatever. Not only am I just doing hers, but I'm doing mine too. So I just get like the two good yogurts. I got low sugar. I add granola to it, some fruit, and it's like 12 grams of protein. And I'm like, boom, but we're both eating it. I'm showing her that I'm a priority with her. And now that's what I send her off to school with too.
That's awesome.
And kids tease her. She shows up to school with her little like parfait in a cup. Oh yeah. She gets teased and they're like, where's your parfait? And she's like, my protein and my fuel's right here for the day. And she whoops their asses on the court. Like that kid keeps going because of it.
Probably honestly jealous. I swear. They see that. They say, this person, I know that her mom and her made this and it's her thing. And yeah, it's like, special, and I don't have that.
Well, and when they pose, like it was like Western day and she's got jeans on and this little crop top and a hat, you can literally see my kids' abs. And I'm like, she's like, mom, but my stomach, it looks different. I'm like, those are abdominal muscles that you have earned and that, you know. And she's like, oh, okay, you know, but I'm different. And I'm like, but this is a good different, embrace it and love it. You know, it's such a crazy world.
Is. It really is.
Oh my God, Jessica. Okay. So how can people follow you, find you, work with you, give us a lowdown? We'll put in the show notes too. You guys, everything's gonna be in the show notes, but it's always good to say it all out loud too.
Yeah. So I'm Jessica, the sports RD. So RD for registered dietitian at Jessica, the sports RD, Instagram, TikTok. That's my website as well. JessicaTheSportsRD.com. I sell all sorts of like downloads and handouts and guides page. I have like a sports nutrition course that's kind of modeled for like high school, college athletes, but can really be for anybody that's looking to expand their sports nutrition knowledge or performance nutrition. Doesn't have to be like athlete specific. If you're someone who's like exercising a lot and you want some performance nutrition education, you can get it from there. I don't currently take on private clients, but periodically I do, or I help connect people to other dietitians that can support them with their goals. Yeah, that's kind of where you can find me. I post a lot. I've been a little bit dry lately. I need to back some more content, but there's so much on there. So I categorize in my highlights into like categories of like pre-exercise, post-exercise. So just go look there and you'll find whatever it is that you're looking for.
Oh, that's awesome. We should like duet some or like come up with some together and get some new content out there. Well, thank you so much for coming on. I hope this just really opened people's eyes, sparks conversation between partners and parents and kids and coaches. And I can't thank you enough for taking time out of your busy day and your busy life to come on and just share and educate people and inspire.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been a lot of fun chatting with you. We'll have to do this again sometime, whether it's or something else.
Yes, for sure. All right, everyone, look at the show notes. And until next time, stay safe, stay healthy.
If you are ready to become a bomb mom, join my free course over at www.melissavogelfitness.com/course. This podcast is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information in regards to the subject matter covered. This is given with the understanding that neither the host, practice of the practice, or the guest are providing legal, mental health, nutritional, or other professional information. If you need a professional, you should find one.